How's it going, guys? So I wanted to make a recording here. It's interesting, right? Because we've got so many different tools today. And I've really, really been putting a lot of effort. You know, before I used to have this mindset that social media is a waste of time, right? It's a distraction. And I think, you know, and then it was, I think, both a combination of Gary Vee as well as Eric Worre, GoPro last year, he had a big push on social media, right? How that's really the hack, you know? And the idea that we are creating content. So before I get distracted, because I think I'll ramble a bit here, the point of me doing this is I really just had a brain thought of like, okay, you know, first of all, I like to process information by thinking about it, kind of talking about it, that sort of stuff. What if I were to literally go and do a, you know, quote unquote podcast or Alexa skill, and I just record whatever I'm thinking of that day, that night, whatever, right? And just start putting that out, right? I mean, that's, you know, as far as I can tell, it's really what Gary's doing, just putting in a lot of content, right? I mean, yeah, it's edited and all that stuff, but you know, at this stage, it's like, you know, if I'm not hurting anybody, then why not create more value, right? You know, so I was just thinking about it and saying, okay, because one of the struggles I've been having is how do I fit social media into my life, right? How do I fit social media into my life? Because, you know, social media is quite time intensive. I mean, I've been spending like up to like 2 or 3 hours just going through social media, right? And the problem is, since it's so fulfilling, it's so distracting, right? Because I literally get all my needs met, all six needs met through social media, you know? So it's quite addictive, and I can literally end up spending hours and hours and hours. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just my number one goal right now is growing my income, right? So I was just, you know, that's kind of the big thing I was trying to figure out is how, what can I do that's A, sustainable, right? Because I've done a lot of, you know, social media bursts in the past, and I'll get so into it, and then I'm falling behind my other goals, which I mean could be very relatable to right now. I mean, I'm not taking nearly as much action as I should. Now, there's a lot of wasted time, but that's kind of my struggle right now is how do I actually hack this so I make it A, sustainable, and B, something that's worthwhile and I can actually stick with. And so I was thinking about that. And you know, and Gary's been talking a lot about voice recently, and I believe him. You know, obviously he has a track record, but more importantly, is it makes sense. You know, it makes a lot of sense. Like even my daily habits. You know, I do not enjoy reading. Sorry, listening. I much prefer reading, but the problem is, just because I'm, you know, again, we're all so busy. But me, you know, it's like, you know, driving is the main opportunity I get to really consume a lot of material. And audio is the way I do it, right? So, and it makes sense. Like when I'm cooking, when I'm, you know, cleaning, whatever, I can do two things at once. I can listen, I can actually do, right? Whereas video, you can't do that, right? And reading, you can't do that. Now, those two forms are more like intensive. I like those better, especially writing for me because it allows me to reprocess it. Video, you can't, I mean, you can, but you can't really do that as well. I don't know. So, it's just like that, you know, and maybe just writing's more, I'm more used to it. But anyways, so I was thinking, how can I actually hack this, right? Because for me, I noticed a couple things is, you know, impact-wise on Facebook, the most valuable things, sorry, the biggest impacts I've been able to find is when I have a written post, right? I mean, you can do a video, but I think, I don't know what it is. Like, I think a lot of times with video, it just seems like there's wasted stuff. Whereas with writing, the nice thing with written words is you can scan it, right? You can scan it. Whereas with video, you can't, it's A, it's out of context, and it's almost like it's slower to go through, right? Which is kind of weird if you think about it. It's almost like it's slower to go through video because you have to go through real time. Whereas with reading, you can almost increase it, right? You can speed it up, right? Audio, that's the other kind of issue I have with audio is it's so, but you can speed it up as well, but it's not the same, right? So anyways, I prefer A because I consider myself a pretty good writer. And I feel like I can flow a lot more when I'm writing. So I much prefer writing. The problem is, again, how do I make that sustainable, right? Because it's nice, for example, one of the things I've been doing is with my hour of reading, I will go and read. And again, for me, it's just about documenting. And so I was thinking about it, it's like, you know, I can kill two birds with one stone here. I can read, and then I find the most effective way to learn something is then to go and actually teach it, right? So I can go on, you know, for example, Facebook Live, and I could do video, but I was thinking, okay, if I'm going to do a video, then why don't I just do Facebook Live, right? It's more impactful, it's here, it's engaging, and Facebook pushes it out more, right? So why not, right? If I'm trying to get it out to more people, why don't I do that? So that's what I was thinking along that lines. And then the second thing I was thinking was, okay, what could I do to go out and, so that's what I've been doing with Facebook Live, which actually I enjoy, right? And then I've been doing this vlog, and the main reason I've been doing the vlog is because I wanted to share my journey, but the more important thing is, I just think, how cool would it be if, you know, a year from now, I can go back and see exactly what I was doing a year ago today, right? And how cool would it be in 5 or 10 years to go back and see where my life, you know, I was just thinking, you know, 5 years ago, I was a completely different person, right? I mean, it really was. 5 years ago was 2013. So I would have been first year university. So I would have been literally just starting my first year or have started my, I would be wrapping up my first year university. And you know, so I was in a very different place. I was living in residence. I'd met some cool people, you know, me and James, a couple of other were good buddies then. I was in a lot of clubs and activities. And I was stressing out about exams because we were heading right into exam period at this time. So it was a very stressful period of time. But I was a completely different person. Like I hadn't really been planning on, at that time, I wasn't planning on doing student work still. I was very committed to GWT, which was a network marketing company I was in at the time. So I was just in a complete, you know, very little low self-confidence. It was just like very different person, right? And I just finished the summer tree planting and all this stuff. So it's just, I was just thinking, you know, how cool would it be if just have a vlog and say, this is where I was 5 years ago, right? So how cool would it be, you know, 5 years from now, where am I going to be, right? I mean, you know, I see myself in 5 years, I see myself being financially independent. I see myself in the process of you know, building a business that's transforming education, having a serious impact. I see myself speaking. I see myself, again, being financially independent. I see myself being in a relationship, all these different things. Like there's you know, so many different pieces that I think is going to come in. And I think it would just be so cool. That's why I started doing the vlog, honestly, is, you know, yes, I wanted to be able to share my story. And yes, I want to be able to get more involved with other people. But I thought, how cool would it be if I could actually just record my journey, right? Because I think I'm going to be a big deal in the future. Like, not in an arrogant way. I just think I'm going to be able to make some big impact. And I thought it would be so cool if I could record my journey, record my steps, so that, you know, in the future, people can actually look back and see, okay, this is what actually Michael would actually like, you know, at 24 years old. You know, this is what he was like. This is what he was saying. This is his mindset. This, you know, and it'll be interesting because I'm sure there's a lot of things that'll change in terms of mindset and beliefs and understanding and all these things, right? And different problems. And I think it's just very powerful. So that's one of the things I wanted to commit to. And the other thing I wanted to do is I want to be able to actually share about the challenges, right? Because I think one of the big things with people is they don't share enough about the challenges. And I think the problem with that is you just seem fake, right? And so that's one of the things I was committed to, is I want to genuinely and authentically share what's really going on in my life in a real, genuine way, right? So I thought that was very, very powerful. So anyways, the point of this was I was just, you know, thinking inside, and I was like, okay, because I've been considering starting a podcast for a while. It's like, okay, do I really want to add that as another thing on my list, you know? And there's, you know, it seems like there's tons of podcasts now, so is that really the best thing to do? You know, so that I'm just thinking here, and I'm saying, okay, what would make the most sense? And I'm trying to figure out how to make it sustainable. And I have consistently been going on these nightly walks.
you know, partly to go through different, you know, issues and things I'm working through. And I was just thinking, how cool would it be if I could actually do that, right? I mean, yeah, podcasts are obviously typically they're in a format, but who knows? Why couldn't I just do a daily podcast, right? Just like about my life. It's like a daily podcast, you know? So, you know, it's like a plog, you know, a plog. So why don't I just start a plog, right? Is a podcast log, you know? So I just thought that would be really cool. It's like a plog, you know, I just came up with that term. So I think it's pretty cool right now. But, you know, I go on these evening walks and I go on these evening, rants and things. And so I'm, you know, and obviously there's some material that I won't be able to share, but I thought, you know, how cool would it be if I could actually just create that and share that. And you know, who knows? Cause I'm just more or less focused on putting out value, sharing a lot, you know. In the future, I obviously think that I'm going to be putting out content that's more edited, but I was just thinking to say, you know, again, at this point in my life, it's just about putting out material, right? Like we can always work about fine tuning later. Let's just focus on putting out material. And, you know, yes, I'm probably going to be embarrassed at it in certain times and all this stuff. You know, it's like funny cause I was out with, having a meal with my family and, and my mom was just like, you know, there was one video where you went out and you were like, you know, talking about going, you're at like 2:45 going on a walk and you're talking about dancing. And she obviously took it way out of context, but I, you know, so it's just funny, right? Cause people start to rib you a bit. And I didn't take offense or anything like that, but it's just funny, right? Cause like, yeah, I'm going to say things that maybe I'm sure in the future I'm going to be embarrassed about or whatever. But the thing is, again, you know, if you don't try and put things out, nothing's going to happen. And I've gotten so much positive response from the material I've been putting out. You know, I think it's doing a lot more good than not, right? And again, like, if I'm not just fully expressed, what's the point? You know, if you're not willing to be fully you, and the cool thing is the reason why I feel so alive right now is because I feel like I'm being fully me. I feel like I don't have to be pent up. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to hide anymore. I can do what I want to do, and I can say what I want to say, and I can be who I really want to fucking be, you know? You know, I know a lot of people, you know, have things against swearing, you know, but for me, you know, swearing's not an offensive thing. Swearing is a way of intensifying what I'm trying to communicate. That's all swearing is to me, right? I like saying fuck, right? Because fuck is, for me, it's like an intense, you know, it's not demonstrated in the, it's not the idea of, you know, the sexual intercourse kind of fuck, but it's like the idea of like an intense, I don't know, it just intensifies things, right? When I say, you know what I'm saying. It's just like, it's just a more intensified way of expressing it. I don't know how else to express it. And I know that's going to bug some people and bother some people, but I think, again, it comes down to being fully me, right? If I'm swearing inappropriately, right? Or am I swearing just as a way to kind of try and prove myself where I think that's a problem. But if I'm just swearing and just genuinely doing that, cause I feel like that's a genuine way of expressing what I feel like at the moment, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I think that's actually healthy, right? So I think one of the big issues is when people try and stop being who they really are, genuine, like fully and genuinely, I think that's where we run into issues. So anyways, that's what I was thinking about. And obviously like the Alexa, I really want to get into the Alexa skill voice. So that's something I'm going to start hacking. And I think the key for me is at this point, it really comes down to execution because I've done a lot of talking. I continue to learn a lot of talking because it's something I'm very comfortable with is talking, writing, planning, organizing. What I haven't done a lot of, especially recently, is actually just doing, right? It's going out and doing because with doing, there comes a chance of rejection or failure. And with that, you don't feel very good, right? It's a lot easier to plan and talk and motivate and all this stuff. It's harder to actually just go and do. Right. And that's something I'm really committed to doing is just to go and focus on execution, go and do something, right? Create something, provide something, do something, right? If I want to go learn and do dancing, you know, go do some dancing classes or start actually practicing, right? If I want to go and start engaging with women and, you know, going and meeting other, you know, women, go and do that, right? If I want to start a new business, go and start, you know, instead of just doing the business plan, right, go and actually start talking to people about your product and service, right? Go and actually find and hire people, right? Go and actually find co-founders, right? You know, if I'm committed to transforming education, instead of just talking about it and hypothesizing and writing and all this shit, go and actually go into schools, you know, go and actually start talking to politicians, right? Go and start actually creating that document you want to do, right? Put it together, edit it, and then actually release it. Let's do shit, You know, like, I think that's the biggest issue is for me, you know, same thing, money-wise, if money's really the issue, go knock on people's houses, right? There's people right now who need help. They need the Christmas lights. They need the snow shovel, all that shit. So all you need to do is go and actually do that, right? Go knock on the doors, right? Go and engage with the people. Do that stuff, right? Don't get soaked up. If I want to go and work out instead of talking about it, just go to a gym right now. Just go to a gym, you know? Don't worry about anything else and just lift something. Do something, right? It doesn't have to be perfect. It really doesn't, right? The thing you need to focus on is just doing something. You know, diet-wise, you don't need to talk about it. You just need to focus on what, don't allow things to go in your mouth that aren't supposed to be in your mouth, right? Don't, you know, the lectins, all that shit. So I just thought that was what I wanted to share, what I wanted to engage in. And so I believe, I don't know yet, but what I'm thinking of is, you know, podcast-wise, yes, I want to interview other people. Yes, I want to have conversations, all that stuff. But I think in the meantime, what I can do and what I am going to do is I'm just going to do literally a blog, which is basically, you know, and it doesn't have to be once a day, but it's just like, when possible, I'm just going to start recording, right? And actually put out that material, right? And obviously there'll be, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this works, but that's what I'm thinking of doing. Same thing with Alexa Skill, just start sharing. What's on my mind tonight? You know, what I want to share about, right? And yes, a lot of it may just come down to what am I saying? What am I not saying? Or what do I want to say or whatever. But, and a lot of it's going to be ranting and a lot of it's going to be rambling. And, you know, if you don't want to listen, no big deal, right? But that's, I think that's for me what I'm going to really focus on creating and doing. Because I think that's what's important. So that's I think what's going to happen. So, all right, guys, I'm going to let you go. Ciao.